That amazing music is thanks to Kevin MacLeod. And that fun tune is called Cruising for Goblins.
Thank you guys for coming around and giving Random Ventures of an Indie Traveler a listen. I hope you enjoy listening to things about traveling and stuff, because usually that's what my podcast is about. But today, actually, we're learning and going to talk about an interesting mythological creature or being, whatever, if you will. And so, yeah, it'll be interesting. And I've got Rich here today.
Hola.
Today we're going to learn and talk about the cactus cat, which is pretty interesting. So yeah, let's jump on in. So welcome, adventurous friends, into a super awesome world about the legendary cactus cat.
Mythical creature alert. Rawr!
I love that. That's from my sister Tessa.
Get your spirits up and join me as we embark on a thrilling journey through the folklore of the American Southwest. That's right, we're going right to Colorado. That's where the last episode was. If you didn't hear it, then you might want to check it out. It was a pretty fun one. What was it about, Rich?
That was the UFO Watchtower.
Yes, that was all about our fun journey out there, so totally check it out. Now, I know what you must be thinking here. A cactus cat? Are you kidding with me? All puns aside, fear not. For whether you perceive it as fact or fiction, this cactus cat is a captivating creature that ignites our sense of wonder and humor either way. All right. That sound means it is random question time. All right, Rich, you ready?
I guess so.
Okay. So if the cactus cat had an Instagram account or a TikTok, what would it share? Desert landscapes, quill fashion, or maybe hashtag cactus cat adventures.
Hashtag cactus cat adventures.
Okay, so see it is. All right, what do you all think? You can let us know. You can email me at randomindietraveler@gmail.com. Together we'll uncover the truth about this weird creature. So, you know, maybe we'll stumble upon the cactus cat and it'll have us in stitches with its prickly antics. All right, so picture this, a bobcat or mountain lion-like creature adorned with sharp cactus-like quills, you know, like a porcupine, but like a cat version of that. What do you think of that?
I think it's a weird mix, but I would pet it.
You would pet it?
Yeah, why? It's some things that are worth it.
Ooh, okay. Very brave. Well, I don't know. I mean, these spines, I feel like they're not just for show. I mean, they serve as a defense system, you know? So, like, they're ready to deliver pain. And, I don't know, if you get too close, you might have to deal with that.
I could live with that.
Okay, well, we'll see. I don't know, we might have to go out and see if we can find a cactus cat somewhere.
I would add it to my collection of pets.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Do you have four cats? So that could work.
Four cats is a good number, by the way. Don't get more than four.
Four.
That's too much.
Well, that would be five, though,
that would
technically.
Be it's its own thing, so it's a whole separate pet.
Okay, yeah. It's like a mythical creature,
and
so.
Spike.
Well, they say, with great quills come great responsibility. Have you heard of that one?
Maybe.
Do they say that? I don't know. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right. Well, you know what time it is.
Kitty
time. Now it's random question time again. So how would you handle a game of tag with a cactus cat? A, you're a tag ninja and you're ready. Or B, quills? I'll pass.
The quills.
So, okay, if you end up getting the cactus cat as a pet, then no tag.
No tag.
That's out of the question. Okay, good deal. Well, according to tales, the cactus cat, a mythical creature that roams the desert landscapes of states like Colorado and Arizona, holds a special place in the region's rich history. That's right, I said rich.
That's me.
That's you.
Not financially, but...
Well, that's okay.
In name.
In name. That's good enough. Native American tribes, deeply intertwined with the land and its stories, have passed down fascinating legends about this extraordinary feline. The intrigue doesn't stop there, guys and gals. Oh no. The cactus cat is renowned not only for its spiky exterior, but also for its otherworldly and haunting cries. Imagine wandering through the desert at night and suddenly you hear an eerie and spine-chilling wail echoing through the darkness. It's as if the cactus cat is communicating a clear warning, which might be something like, "Tread lightly, for this land is mine." Ooh, what do you think of that?
If it just meows.
Or it may. It'd be a meow.
It's very unexpected.
Yeah, I guess. But, you know, there are some, like, wild cats, so how would people differentiate these beings?
I'd still go pet it.
Okay.
I will go down petting a cat.
Oh, no. A lion. Yeah, or a tiger.
Probably.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, it reminds me kind of the Tasmanian devil, though. Like, if it does indeed have this extreme, like, meow scream type thing. Way before people actually knew what the Tasmanian devil was, like, you know, in the land of the Tasmanian devils, they would hear this crazy scream piercing out through the night, and it was so strange, and people just had no idea what the heck this thing was, that they thought it was actually a demon. So.
That's freaky.
And that is how the Tasmanian devil got its name.
I did not know that fact.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. But I guess this podcast isn't about the Tasmanian devil. Circling back around to cactus cats. Yes, this great creature possesses the agility and swiftness of any remarkable creature. Might be swift, but can it outswift Taylor Swift? Swiftness. I don't know. She likes cats.
She does. Maybe she'd have one.
She might have a cactus cat.
Maybe part of her tour.
Oh.
I could see that as like a background scene on a song.
Ooh, maybe she'll write a song about it. And it could be in our music videos.
If only she listened to our podcast.
Taylor!
Your podcast. It's not mine. I'm a guest.
That's okay. Yeah, if she would listen to this podcast, that'd be so cool. All right. So this creature, though, it can climb cacti. That's right. I said cacti. Not just one, but multiple. And it can also climb rocks effortlessly, showcasing an acrobatic prowess that just astonishes the mind. A feline gymnast in the desert? Who would have thought? What would you do if you saw a cat doing backflips in the desert?
Yeah, I'd be very caught off guard.
Yeah.
Still amazed, and like I said, I would probably try to pet it.
It's like doing parkour, and you're like,
I'd probably pull my phone out and start recording.
That would be cool. I would totally record that. You know, that would probably be like a winner. You'd get like millions of dollars and it would go viral.
That'd be cool.
Super cool. Throughout history, there have been intriguing accounts of sightings from what seem to be credible witnesses claiming to have come face to quills with these peculiar cats in the desert. Whether fact or fiction, these stories add a mysterious element to the possibility of the cactus cat's existence, sparking our imaginations and curiosity. Fellow seekers of mystery and intrigue, next time you go camping in the desert, don't be surprised if you find yourself sleeping with one eye open. So, you know what time it is.
Time to go look for the cat.
That is a good guess, but no. Oh. Not quite. Not quite. I love Buttercup's meow. That is Tessa, my sister, and my cat, by the way. So she's so adorable. Anyway, it's random question time, the last question of the day. And remember to email me at randomindytraveler@gmail.com, and you can answer these questions if you'd like. And if you have anything else to share, then totally share. I'm happy to hear it. Let me know what you think. So the last question. If the cactus cat had a favorite song to sing during karaoke night in the desert, what do you think it would be? If you have a guess, you can say that. Or some other options are Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. So, you know, an empowering song that resonates with the cat's ability, agility, and swiftness as it maneuvers through the desert. That could be a good one. Or Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. That, you know, a smooth and rhythmic tune. It reflects the grace and also, you know, agility. So it can climb cactus and rocks without any trouble. Or I Want to Break Free, a spirited choice from Queen. And, you know, it's the desire for the cactus cat and the exploration of the vast desert. Or the last one, Roar by Katy Perry, because, you know, cats and roaring, I don't know, lions. It aligns with the fearsome reputation and readiness to defend the cactus cat with its quills at any moment. So what do you think?
Do you think the cactus cat roams on giant animatronic cats?
Ooh.
Like Katy Perry did? That might make a difference. But no.
Well, I don't know. Good question.
The Santana smooth, that just, I could just picture it. Doing its little desert moves with that song playing in the background. It just seems perfect.
Ooh, awesome. That sounds amazing. I would play a bit of that song, but, you know, I don't want any copyright things. So, but yeah, that's an awesome song. So, Santana, Smooth, yeah. And Rob Thomas. Good one. All right, what do you all think? You could email me again, you know, just let us know what you think. And yeah, happy trails, friends, my wanderlust amigos. I hope that you enjoyed this episode about the Wily Cactus Cat. And, you know, feel free, you can look up Rich on TikTok at Cats for President. And Tessa, she has that awesome podcast, Paranormal Prowlers. That's my sister.
That does that awesome monster voice for the mythological creatures.
Super cool. And we've actually been on some episodes too. Really fun. It's a really awesome podcast if you like paranormal stuff. Yeah, thank you to Kevin McLeod for the awesome music, too, in the beginning of the podcast and stuff. So he has really cool music, and I hope you enjoyed it. Again, thank you for listening, and have a good one. Stay safe, and beware of the cactus cat.